For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Earthquakes and eruptions in paradise.
You're not going to see this anyplace else in the world except right here in Hawaii.
That's a resident of the Big Island in Hawaii, where hundreds of people have had to leave their homes because of lava flows from the Kilauea volcano. Herschel Hood is one of them.
The smoke is really getting thick, and you can really smell it in the air. Everybody's pretty much left the subdivision where I live. I couldn't get our cats. They won't go. And there's one neighbor at the very end of the road who just refuses to go. I've been to him twice today, and he just won't leave.
One of the big problems with the lava is the poisonous gases. This is County Manager Will Okabe.
It's a very toxic thing, but there's not too much wind right now in that particular area. But, you know, it can shift at any time. But we're monitoring that situation.
No significant injuries have been reported in the lava flows or the earthquakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Alaroot here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
One of President Trump's closest friends has been asked questions by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team. Tom Barrack met with federal investigators who've been working on the Russia probe. He was one of Mr. Trump's closest advisors through the presidential campaign. Barrack is also a leading fundraiser for the president and oversaw fundraising for the inauguration. And speaking of inaugurations, hundreds of people have been arrested in Russia in a day of nationwide protests against the inauguration of Vladimir Putin for a new six-year term as president. More than 700 people have been arrested in Moscow. Legally, they can arrest them. Elizabeth Palmer explains.
The rallies often take place in areas which are not sanctioned for public protests so that the Russian authorities can call them illegal and it gives them an excuse to go in and round people up.
Observers say overall, nearly 1,600 people were arrested in 26 Russian cities. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The wife of a famous comedian who's been convicted of sexual assault has made the decision to stand by her man. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A week after Bill Cosby's convicted of aggravated indecent assault, his wife Camille issues a statement in which she calls for a criminal investigation into, quote, the district attorney and his cohorts in her husband's case. She calls them a, quote, homogenous group of exploitive and corrupt people whose primary purpose is to advance themselves professionally and economically. And she also takes aim at the media for what she calls its relentless demonization of her husband. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Australian maritime officials identified a pair of old shipwrecks that were found during the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The Western Australian Museum said the shipwreck sites were part of the historic Roaring Forties trade route on which ships carried coal to and from Europe during the 1800s. According to the report, both ships were likely to have carried crews of up to 30 men, and some of the captains also traveled with their wives and children. The Australian Transport Safety Board found the 1800s-era ships at the bottom of the Indian Ocean while searching for the missing Malaysia flight. Flight 370 disappeared in March 2014 after leaving Kuala Lumpur en route to Beijing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.